Thank you, Mr. President. With your permission, I'd like to offer some additional thoughts and reflections on parts C and D. We'll take part C first. Paragraph 6, we have a very straightforward textual suggestion. We do not believe that the word inspiration in the final line is accurate in terms of the actions it's recommending state for states parties. So we recommend that that is, we propose that that is replaced with the phrase to assist in the development of. Moving on to paragraph 7, on the Tianjin biosecurity guidelines, our delegation would like to see this proposal streamlined to make it shorter and suggest a few alterations in order to make it more action oriented. Firstly, the verb task in the third line, we believe this is too directive in placing a requirement on states parties, and we would prefer a softer directive such as to encourage. Similarly, it is not clear to us what this, not entirely clear what this would be asking states parties to do in terms of actions, and we also do not feel that the requirement placed on states parties is for the intersessional process nor for the 10th review conference, and we would like to see references to those removed. Similarly, we would also like to replace the word report in the final line of this paragraph, to replace that with inform, to make this a more, to, in order to reflect the voluntary nature of the action. Similarly, at the beginning of the paragraph, we note the proposal to endorse. We query what that endorsement would add in terms of actions for state parties to undertake, and we would suggest potentially considering rewording to focus on the encouragement to all stakeholders as an alternative form of words. More broadly, as a commentary on the balance in Part C, we echo the comments made by our colleagues from the Republic of Korea and from Ireland, that there's a clear gap here in terms of the references to biorisk management standards and other details that have been removed from this draft, despite the cross-regional support for those textual proposals, and we'd like to see them added back in. Moving on to Part D, I have two short suggestions, one for paragraph 14. Our understanding is that there have been multiple proposals, so we would like to make the word proposal in the first line plural. In the second line, we also see the use of the word necessary in the phrase could be necessary in aiding. We're not sure that necessary is quite the appropriate word, so we suggest either relevant or useful, or simply to end this sentence after units. Lastly, paragraph 15. We note the importance of the subject that this proposal deals with which we agree, and we think that in order to streamline this proposal, the sentence could end after the phrase One Health Surveillance Network, as we don't see a need to make a detailed reference to things like mandates in this paragraph. Thank you, Mr. President.